Blog Talk Radio.
This is XXBN Raleigh Durham.
Hello, welcome to XXBN.net. This is Up the Hill with Zach and Jill, coming from Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. Tonight we are bringing you a very special show tonight, people. We're tuning in more on Hurricane Hannah to kind of see what's going on with her, where she's at you know, the rainfall, how big and bad she's going to be. And to help us with that tonight, we actually have Rob Lightbaum of the Crown Weather Services with us to help us. Rob, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I am very well.
That's good. So, Rob, you know, just to kind of, before we actually get started, I mean, of course, you know, these hurricanes are just back-to-back, just coming in like a train.
Yeah.
So can you kind of just, you know, give people kind of an insight of what's actually going on with the weather as of right now?
Well, right now, Tropical Storm Hannah at 8 o'clock this evening, actually 9 o'clock this evening, being picked up on Doppler radar out of both Wilmington and Charleston. Right now, it's roughly 125 miles southwest of Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay.
Based on this track, it looks like it's going to probably come ashore probably right around 3, 4 o'clock early Saturday morning, right in southeast North Carolina, or right on the border of North and South Carolina, and then track across eastern North Carolina during the day tomorrow. Looks like for the Raleigh area, the worst weather will probably be coming there late tonight, right through all day tomorrow, with heavy rainfall on the order of probably 2 to 4 inches, it looks like, and winds probably on the order of 40 to 60 miles an hour with some higher gusts. Probably starting probably 3-4 o'clock, 3-4 o'clock Saturday morning, and continuing pretty much all day tomorrow, right into first thing tomorrow evening. The worst of the winds looks like it'll be right around late morning, early afternoon time, where 50 to 60 mile an hour sustained winds are certainly possible, even in Raleigh, along with heavy rainfall. So, needless to say, wet, windy, and wild for Saturday there in the Raleigh area. Closer to the coast, in southeast and eastern North Carolina, right on the coast, hurricane force winds look pretty likely throughout most of tomorrow, from Wilmington right up to Hatteras and points north from there, maybe even into the Norfolk area of southeast Virginia. Further northeast from there, it looks like tropical storm force winds right up into southern New England Saturday night are likely, along with heavy rainfall of 2 to 4 inches. So pretty much this is going to be a rain and windstorm for much of the East Coast from South Carolina northward to southern New England and even points northeast right into Atlantic Canada.
Yeah. And Rob, now you know, like, there's like a lot of people who, you know, who are who's working late or whatever. Some may even be driving, you know, in the wee hours of the morning whenever the storm actually starts to hit. You know, whenever those winds do start to hit, would you highly recommend people to, you know, stay off the road as much as possible?
Yeah, I would recommend that because you're going to have things rolling around, things being blown around by the wind, tree limbs coming down, maybe even trees coming down, because with the heavy rainfall, obviously, that'll make the roots of the trees waterlogged and more susceptible to being toppled over by the strong winds. And with any tree limbs that are being blown down, that'll probably take down some power lines too. So you'll have power lines being strewn across the roads in some instances, and in some instances you may not know if those lines are actually still powered. So, if at all possible, stay off the roads from late tonight right through today, tomorrow. Stay off the roads. Stay home. If your power's on, great. If it's not, pick up a good book and spend a day reading a good book or listening to the radio if you have a battery-operated radio.
Exactly, exactly. And also, like you said, you know, it will get to the Raleigh area eventually. However, the people that's, you know, basically in the east, definitely, and, you know, closer to the coast, I'm pretty sure you would recommend that they should definitely take cover, correct? You know, being that, you know, they're right there, you know, on the coast and mainly, you know, on the end of the coast.
Yep, definitely. Probably the same recommendation. Stay off the roads tomorrow from tonight through tomorrow. Because, I mean, the outer rain bands are already coming onto the coast, both in South Carolina and now into southeastern North Carolina. And, stay off the roads. Plus, being on the coast, you're going to have pretty high surf. So any thoughts of trying to catch a good wave by surfing, highly not recommended, because not only are you going to have very large waves, you're going to have the risk of rip currents and undertow. So if you're thinking about trying to surf in a strong tropical storm to Category 1 hurricane conditions, highly not recommended, needless to say.
Exactly, because I know in some areas, you know, it was kind of said that the hurricane kind of dropped under hurricane level, but like you said, it is a hurricane, so it could go back up to a higher level at any, you know, at any given rate. So people shouldn't be fooled, you know, just because, you know, in some areas it's kind of calm and, you know, they think it's just a tropical storm, because it could turn back into a hurricane quickly, correct?
Well, at this point, where it is still 5 or 6 hours from landfall, it looks like it'll try to intensify a little bit more. Probably at the most, I think we're looking at it coming in as I'm guessing at this point, an 80-mile-per-hour hurricane.
Mm.
It may not sound like much. I mean, not going to be like a Category 3, 4, or 5 hurricane, no, but 80-mile-an-hour winds are something that you don't want to be messing around with, obviously.
No.
Any thoughts of or any fears of widespread destruction, definitely doesn't look like it's going to happen. I mean, we're going to see probably overwash of roads on the beaches because of the high surf. There'll be tree limbs down, probably some trees down as well, plus power outages. Look like they'll be scattered to maybe even widespread in some areas, from the Carolinas all the way up to even southern New England tomorrow night into first thing Sunday morning. So this is going to be a widespread system stretching from South Carolina right up to New England, especially southern New England. So if anything, treat it as if it is a Category 1 hurricane, something that if you don't know what a Category 1 hurricane is, because folks up in these parts of New England even don't know what a Category 1 hurricane can do. Think of what a strong wintertime nor'easter can do. And that's pretty much what Hannah will be like. Some of the nor'easters that come roaring up the coast during the wintertime. It'll be something like that, except with a lot of rain and quite a bit of wind.
Exactly. And Rob, and what we're going to do is just to kind of get more of a live, see what's going on out there. We actually have host Jill Brenneman out there. She's out there trying to tussle with the winds, a little bit of rain. Jill, are you there?
I am here, Zach.
Let us know what is going on out there, Jill. Is it rainy where you're at? Is it windy? What's going on?
We had a very strong rain band go overhead Raleigh probably about 10 minutes ago. It was quite intense. It had some wind gusts, probably 10 to 15, perhaps 20 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, the band has passed. We've got light rain and light wind. Looking out at the sky, it's definitely got a very ominous, creepy feel to it. I am out at Lake Lynn, and with me, I actually have a gentleman here who does not want to be on the radio, but he's kind of giving some insight. And
oh, wow.
Rob, perhaps you can... with me is Fred Hammond. Fred is actually... Progress Energy. Fred is actually on his break. He works for Progress Energy. He asked if there's any chance his boss would be listening to this in the car radio, and no, we don't simulcast to the radio at this point. Fred has advised me that today is the anniversary date of Fran, 12
yes,
years ago.
Is
that correct, Rob?
That is correct.
Fred is on break right now. They are on longer shifts, and they are essentially on standby.
Okay.
In the event that there is extensive damage, Fred advised me. Fred advised me that they had a briefing a couple of hours ago, and perhaps Rob can give more background to this. The storm is moving at a very rapid pace.
Yes.
And thus it may be stronger than some of the bigger hurricanes that have come by at a slower pace that have weakened prior to getting here. That they are partnering with other energy firm in the local area. He's asking not to name them and for everyone to just use Progress Energy. But that they are partnering with other agencies, other energy utilities in the Triangle, and even outside of North Carolina in the event that there is widespread damage. Rob, can you speak to what Fred advised me, that they're expecting perhaps a stronger hit than what would be expected from a storm this size because of the speed?
Well, what it looks like, Joe, is that there in Raleigh, you're going to get several hours tomorrow of sustained 50 to 60 mile an hour winds with gusts probably in the neighborhood of maybe 70, 75 miles an hour. The way it looks, based on the latest guidance, is that from roughly 8 to 3 o'clock tomorrow, it's going to be the worst time of the storm when you'll be seeing 50 to 60 mile an hour sustained winds with gusts that are going up over that. Looking at the radar, the next rain bands should be reaching Raleigh probably in the next, looks like hour and a half, maybe 2 hours tops. And with that, I think you'll start seeing your slightly higher winds, because with each rain band that comes in overnight into tomorrow, you'll get progressively higher winds. And then in between those rain bands, the winds will drop off, but they won't be as low as they were with the rain band that came before that. So it'll pick up in crescendo as the hours go on tonight into tomorrow, peaking probably, it looks like, late morning, early afternoon tomorrow. And I think even there in Raleigh, hurricane force gusts aren't out of the question tomorrow, right around midday.
Well, we're definitely seeing signs of an impending storm. You know, I mean, I've got a pretty good view of the cloud structure. It's surprisingly light. You know, it's well lit, and I'm overlooking the Raleigh skyline from where I'm at, off over the south eastern horizon, and you can see overhead the. I'm assuming these are nimbus stratus clouds.
Right.
They're moving from a southeast and northwest direction at a pretty good clip. We've actually got a little bit of lightning. I've lost my weather guy, or my power guy, but it does appear that we're getting somewhat of a minor thunderstorm. There have been a couple of flashes of lightning off over the horizon. Wind is really, at this point, a non-issue. It's with light rain, and it's still kind of a party atmosphere. You know, you can really kind of see that maybe this is not being taken as serious as it probably should be. I can see roughly 1,000 yards from me that there are people kind of having a party out here by Lake Lynn, which right now perhaps is not such a bad thing. There really isn't that much going on. But I think as the evening progresses, I believe Raleigh-Durham Airport is still running normal operations. I'm watching flights. They're coming in low, I guess banking against the southeasterly wind, I believe. It's
right.
Kind of hard to pick that out from here. Perhaps a heavier wind aloft from me, as we're kind of seeing really, really fast motion on the clouds from the southeast and northwest motion. And that's really about what's happening here at Lake Lynn.
And Rob, actually, speaking of the clouds, what is the likelihood of like tornadoes to still spin out of this?
With the track of the storm, it looks like the greater tornado threat should be further east than Raleigh. Doesn't mean that there won't be a tornado threat there in Raleigh, but it looks like the greater threat will be more towards eastern North Carolina, the Outer Banks, and then north and east from there into eastern and southeastern Virginia, into the Washington, D.C. area, and even up towards Long Island, there could be a isolated tornado threat late tomorrow into tomorrow night up towards the further north you get.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
We are picking up somewhat stronger wind now, Zach. There is somewhat of a gust now.
It is.
That there's a bit of rain. I was in a valley where I was before, and I'm kind of going up this hill. And once you get away from the lake, it's surprisingly a bit windier.
So Jill, so is your hair actually blowing in the wind?
Actually, it is. You know, it's not a ferocious wind. I think you could have been out here, Zach. I know you were worried about your hairstyle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, my hair would have did fine out there. But, yeah, for all of our listeners, you are up the hill with Zach and Jill. Special show tonight. We're trying to keep you in tune with the weather, just the ins and outs of it, what's going on. We have a very special guest, Rob Lightbound of the Crown Weather Services. He's bringing us all the current updates, letting us know how to take precautions, you know, when it's coming in, all that good stuff. Please feel free to join us, 646-200-3136, and let us know what the weather is in your area. All right. So, Rob, is there anything else that you feel that people might need to know?
Well,
ooh, and we have a caller. Let's see. Caller in the 919 area, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, and who is this? You're up the hill with Zach and Jill.
Oh, my name's Lisa, and I had a question for the meteorologist.
Okay, feel free to go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do you think I should take in all my bird feeders tonight so they won't slam through my windows when I'm sleeping? How strong do you think the wind will get?
Are you right in Raleigh?
I'm in Raleigh, yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, I would bring them all in. That's probably best. I should have mentioned that anything that can get blown around, lawn furniture, bird feeders, anything that can be picked up by the wind and tossed around, bring inside to your garage or whatnot, or shed or whatever, wherever you can put them, or inside your house.
Okay.
That way they're not tossed around or...
Don't put them on the ground outside on the patio. That's not good enough.
If you can lay them as low to the ground as you can, they should be okay. Maybe perpendicular to the ground,
okay,
rather than having them stand up. Maybe see if you can lay them on their side. They might be okay.
Okay.
But
because they'll make a mess if I bring them in on the rug.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
and how would I know, like, if I'm sleeping, that is there a sign to know that a tornado might have spun up, and the signs for that, Rob?
Unfortunately, not really. If there's any way, you might be able to keep your radio on tonight into tomorrow. If the National Weather Service issues a tornado warning, they'll do the whole emergency alert system where you'll hear that tone on the radio. That might be the best option.
There's no other way to, like, if my ears pop, does that mean it's coming?
No, because these are pretty much spin-up tornadoes. They're not like the tornadoes you'll see in the southern plains or the big tornadoes.
Oh, they won't
blow
the windows out?
Well,
they wouldn't do that.
I mean, they still might.
Oh.
They're still going to be spin-up tornadoes. So if it should hit, if any of them should hit your house, it's still going to cause some damage.
Yeah,
so,
I'm afraid, like, what might happen, it's going to happen overnight, all this stuff, just like Hurricane Fran.
Pretty much the main part of the storm probably won't hit until very, very late tonight, just before sunrise.
Mm.
That's when things will start picking up.
Okay.
But the main part of the storm in the Raleigh-Durham area looks like it should be during the daytime hours of tomorrow.
Okay. Well, thank you for your advice.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Lisa. All right. That was some good advice. So, you know, so Rob, you know, actually that brings up a good point. So, you know, Lisa, you know, a lot of people, they might not know exactly, you know, what to do, you know, to keep, like, you know, like kind of what to move, what to remove to keep things from crashing through the windows or blowing over or blowing, in, you know, across the street. What other items would you say people should, you know, either tie down or put up as far as animals, as far as, you know?
Well, obviously, if you have pets that are left outside, bring them inside.
Yeah.
Like I said before, lawn furniture, bring those in, because those tend to be pretty light and they can be blown around.
Sure.
Garbage cans, if you have garbage cans that are left outside all the time, bring them inside because those can get blown around. Let me think, what else? Pretty much anything that you can think of that could be picked up by a strong wind and thrown. Bring it in or try to tie it down as best you can. Something that you may not think about, like a grill, that could actually get a really strong wind, can get blown over. So if you can tie that down to your patio or something else that is secure.
That's true. And, you know, also, Rob, you know, there's a lot of people who are probably actually going through their first hurricane. What kind of advice could you give them? You know, like a lot of people, you know, they hear about hurricanes, but whenever you're not actually going through them, you might not know what food to get. You know, I mean, of course, you know, people get water and bread, but, you know, for a person, you know, just their first time going through a hurricane, how would you, you know, advise them to prepare?
Fill up your bathtub with water for up to this is pretty, all these rules are pretty much for any hurricane.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for this one, but for any hurricane. Fill up your bathtub with water, because if your power goes out for several days, you may not have running water. So fill up your bathtub with water for drinking water or whatever, and canned foods, big time canned foods. Don't buy anything that's perishable, because if you don't have electricity, that gallon of milk is going to do you no good, because that gallon of milk is going to eventually go bad. So anything that's perishable, don't buy. So go with stuff that's canned foods, boxed foods, stuff that you can put into your cupboards, and that doesn't really require heating, because a lot of folks have electric stoves. If your electricity goes out, you really don't have a stove. So anything that you can, that doesn't require heating or refrigeration, highly recommended. Even something as simple as energy bars, those will keep you going in a jam. And obviously, those don't require refrigeration or heating. Bottled water, that's good. open flame candles, bad idea, because those can be left unattended and can lead to, unfortunately, house fires. I go more towards flashlights rather than open flame candles. So you might want to check the batteries in your flashlight. Also have a battery-powered radio to keep up to date on the latest weather reports or news reports. Trying to think what else here for prep items.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so many. But you know,
first aid kits always a good idea, because you never know what can happen for simple cuts, cork cuts or scrapes. First aid kits always helps.
All right. Well, we are now 30 minutes into the show. We have, like I said, our special guest, Rob Lightbound, giving us so much information on this, how to prepare for the storm, where the storm is actually at. We have our host, Gio Brenneman, out there live fighting the wind and a little bit of rain that she's getting. So what we're going to do now, we're going to go and take a little short break. This is Up the Hill with Zach and Gio. But we do want you to call in and ask any questions to Rob. You know, he'll give you the best answers. And I'm here, too. You know, I'm asking answers for you, too. And I might fool you. So call us back. I mean, we'll hang on. We'll be right back.
SWAP East, a unit of Project Prosper, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Our program is a sex worker rights and harm reduction-based activist and awareness program, located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with a specific focus on issues related to sex worker human rights initiatives and activism. Visit us at www.swapeast.org.
Thank you, and we're back with Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. We have a very special guest, Rob Lightbound of the Crown Weather Services. He's with us today telling us all the local and weather. Also, looks like we have Jill. She's out there. And we have a call. Caller, are you there?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, calling the 410 area code. Hey, this is Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. What's your name?
My name is Tony. And hi, Rob. How are you?
I am very good. How are you?
Okay. One of the things that I wanted to remind the callers, because we had this problem several years ago when we had a hurricane here in Baltimore, a lot of people have storm drains at the bottom of their outside basement steps. And a lot of times we don't think about clearing out the leaves and that kind of stuff from the storm drains to allow the water to flow back through them. And so the drains actually back up into their basements from the outside into like a basement doorway or something along those lines. The other thing also is that if you live on a hill, you may want to think about moving your cars up towards, and if you know you're prone to flooding, you may want to move your car to a higher point up the street, maybe a block away, so that if your street area does flood, your car won't get flooded out. And if you have to evacuate, you can get out without having to worry about your car not starting.
Very good advice, especially the storm drain advice with any tropical system. Flooded basements is always an issue, and yeah, that's very good advice, caller. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great show, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Well, we get some good advice from our callers. That's good. So, more callers, please call in 646-200-3136 and let us know of any good advice you may have. Right now, we're going to go back into the world with Jill. Jill, what is going on out there?
All right, Zach. I actually found someone else. His name is Dan. He is with his girlfriend. Her name is Ginger. They are looking at attending an event tomorrow evening downtown here in Raleigh. Their question for Rob, I cannot remember the name of the event, and neither can they. As of right now, according to the website, it is for the opening of a new convention center, and it's apparently this is a major event for Raleigh-Durham, trying to bring back traffic to the downtown area, and there's going to be fireworks tomorrow evening, and it's a large outdoor event. And Rob, they're wondering if you think all of that will still be able to take place. I don't have the name of the event in front of me. Perhaps another caller will call in and give that name. Or maybe Zach in the studio has it. Apparently there are going to be fireworks tomorrow evening someplace in downtown Raleigh. What do you see for impact tomorrow, Rob?
It looks like Canada really isn't going to be out of here until at the earliest 7, 8, 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. Even right up to that time, looks like the Raleigh area is still going to be getting 30 to 40 mile an hour sustained winds with heavy rain. And as far as it looks, it doesn't look like it's going to really pull out of here until maybe late evening, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, as Hannah starts to accelerate to the northeast towards Long Island and southeastern New England. So most of, pretty much all day tomorrow to tomorrow evening, looks like strong winds, heavy rains, and possible flooding right there in Raleigh with, like I said, gusts, I think, at the height of the storm, which will be right around midday tomorrow. I think hurricane-force winds are possible even in Raleigh tomorrow.
Now, you guys have changed locations, and I'm actually outside of a Wi-Fi cafe now. And we've actually gotten some people who have turned on XXBN on the laptop. Oh, and there's a cat.
Okay. Was it a black cat?
No. The cat, he's running. He's run away now, but no, he was kind of like gray with tiger stripes. But, Rob, they see an eyewall forming on telecast radar. Apparently, at either, I believe it's at Charleston or Wilmington, North Carolina, or Charleston, South Carolina. Do you foresee intensification?
I think it is intensifying as we speak. I've been looking at the recon aircraft reports coming back from one of the reconnaissance planes that are flying around inside Hanna. And last report, they showed a 3 millibar pressure drop with a central pressure now 978. And at the 8 o'clock advisory, it was 981. Plus, they keep reporting frequent lightning inside the storm, which a lot of times means the storm is strengthening. When you see lightning with frequent lightning inside a storm, that can most times precede strengthening of a storm. So I think pretty strongly that we will have a strengthening hurricane upon landfall late tonight. And my best guesstimate would be an 80-mile-an-hour Category 1 hurricane.
Wow.
As it makes landfall. That's my best guess right now on the landfall intensity of Hanna. But I thought it was interesting to see that the recon aircraft are reporting pressure drops and lightning inside Anna.
Oh, boy.
We are seeing this is Joe Brenneman for XXBN. I am in North Raleigh, outside of a Starbucks, and we are seeing an increase in wind again. I don't have any radar in front of me. Actually, it's raining now. We're getting a pretty good shot of heavier rain, or moderate rain, and somewhat more of a gust. I don't know if there's another band either coming through or closing in on coming through, or if this is a localized event. Again, what strikes me from out here is the rapid moving clouds. It really kind of has a creepy, ominous feel to it. You definitely get a sense that something is happening. Even if right now it's a light to moderate rain and moderate winds, looking at the sky, you just get this sense. Maybe that's the kid. Rob Ginger, who has the laptop, has asked if you and Zach are both as cute and adorable as you sound.
Oh,
and if either one of you are married.
No, well, I'm very cute and adorable, actually, even in a storm.
And I am engaged to be married next year.
And I'm single and cute and adorable. Now, where's Ginger at?
Ginger, do you want to go on the radio? No?
Let's not go on the radio. Jill, where are you? You're in North Raleigh?
I am in North Raleigh. I am outside of a Starbucks. Starbucks outside of Target. There's a Target. There's a Starbucks.
Target.
I'm off of Sixth Fork at this point.
Oh, you're over there, but okay, you're over there.
I'm just outside of the inner 440, which Ginger and her friend that she's with have asked if we knew that they're doing away with the inner and outer belt line. Which is very confusing to even longtime people who live in the city, because it's kind of an odd,
she wants to know,
unusual.
What was the question? She wants to know, are they doing away with it?
She's advised me that they have done away with it, which I hadn't noticed that. But she's also asked Zach if you know anything about cancellations of any events tomorrow. Apparently, the major event that's going to happen downtown. Do you know anything about the event and whether or not it's still a go?
You know, yeah, Jill. Whenever you said that, I have been trying to find something. Does she know the name of the event? Maybe I can go off that.
She does not, but they're going to have fireworks and they're opening the new convention center. It's to celebrate the new convention center opening in downtown. In downtown, Fred. Fred has a question for you. Fred asked if there's any similarities between this and Hugo. If you see the flooding problems of Hugo.
I think this storm's going to be moving fast enough to negate any major flooding events, because by tomorrow, that's going to be tracking along at 30 to 40 miles an hour, so it's going to be tracking fairly quickly. With that said, I'm still thinking up to 5 to 6 inches of rain for any one location. That'll still cause some flooding concerns, especially street flooding, basement flooding, and maybe even some stream flooding, especially further north into New England, where we've had such a dry, a wet summer in New England, flooding could be a bigger problem up here in southern and eastern New England. But down towards you guys there in the Carolinas, where I think you guys are still having a rainfall deficit, if I remember right. Is that correct, Joe?
I believe it's still quite pronounced. I don't know that it's quite as bad as it was because we had some rain this summer. But don't go away, Rob. They have another question for you.
Okay.
Once you've answered this one. The question is about Hurricane Ike and that Ike is a stronger hurricane and whether or not where you see impact.
Ike is a totally different animal. This one really worries me.
Yeah.
To be honest, right now, over the last 12 to 24 hours, it's been fighting wind shear. Even with that, it still looks very healthy, more so than I thought it would look at this time. Latest reports, last time the recon was in there, recon aircraft flew into Ike this afternoon, found Category 3 115 mile an hour hurricane. The last satellite estimates, because you can get an estimate of strength by looking at satellites, and they gauge an estimate of strength off of that, show that Ike might actually be strengthening once more, and I actually had popped out over the last couple of hours, which had disappeared throughout today. All indications are that Ike is going to strengthen over the next few days. It does pose a very real threat to the central and southeastern Bahamas, and then to South Florida, and especially the Florida Keys, probably right around Tuesday. It looks like it could come in as either a Category 3 or even a Category 4 hurricane on Tuesday. In fact, the emergency management officials in Monroe County, which handles the Florida Keys, have a mandatory evacuation of all vacationers of the Florida Keys starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. That evacuation notice will then be required for residents of the lower Keys, including Key West, starting Sunday morning, and then the upper Keys by Sunday afternoon, last time I read what their evacuation notice looked like. So, Ike is a much more serious hurricane than what we're talking about with Hannah. Mm. So anybody that's listening to the show from South Florida and the Florida Keys and maybe even the Bahamas, this is a potentially serious hurricane that should be taken very seriously.
That's scary. I mean, you know, even the name sounds scary, you know? Wow.
Actually, looking beyond the Florida Keys, I wanted to add this in there for our Gulf Coast listeners. After Ike potentially goes through the Florida Keys, some of the guidance shows a northwestward turn. The question is how fast it turns.
I'm actually live with a hurricane forecast.
But the question is how fast it'll turn.
Yeah.
Some of the guidance shows maybe a Florida Panhandle hit after that, late next week, or potentially maybe something a hit further west into either as far west as maybe Louisiana or upper Texas coast late next week into next weekend. So
whoa.
There's a lot of questions that need to be answered with Ike. But first and foremost, the Florida Keys, South Florida, and the Bahamas have a potentially serious hurricane to really look at over the next couple of days.
Right, and that's very true. Yeah, Ike is very, yeah, I mean, something is telling me that Ike is, like you said, is really going to be very, very serious.
Stand by for questions.
Oh, go ahead.
Stand by for questions. I've actually found some more people.
Okay.
Hey, either one of you have a question? We're live on Talk Radio XSBN covering the hurricane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
And,
huh? Yeah.
You have a question for the forecast?
I don't. I wish I did. God. Ask him if being in a hurricane is like being near a tornado if there's nine, it's twice.
Okay. The question from Jesse and Raleigh is for Rob. Rob, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
The question is there any similarities between the center of an eye and being in a tornado?
Oh, that's a good question.
Quite a bit different, because obviously a tornado is a lot more intense than a hurricane. But they actually both have eyes, surprisingly. There is an eye. Tornadoes do have eyes. But the difference between a hurricane and tornadoes really, really small, up to roughly 100, 200 yards wide, where hurricane can be 400, 500 miles wide. So...
wow.
Tornado is really, in some ways, I like to call it a miniature version of a hurricane, but
wow.
It can be much more intense.
Cool. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. So, Jill, you still there with us? Okay, well, I guess Jill's rounding up some more people.
I'm going to work on trying to find some more people. What time is it?
It's actually 9:53. Time is moving on by. We have 7 more minutes, people, until the show ends. Actually, 6 more minutes. So, you know, if you want to call in, talk to Rob, get some good advice, kind of see where the storm is, any of them, actually, call in 646-200-3136. Or if you want to just call in to talk to Jill and see what she's doing out and about actually in the weather.
Jill is getting wet. That's all Jill is doing.
Jill's getting wet. So and not in a good way. But she's getting wet. Jill, that wasn't... No.
Well, you know,
really
you know, Zach, I am... I'm standing outside, and there's, like, all this white material blowing by. So, you know, it's kind of a white and wet evening for me.
Oh, wow. Okay. So for all of you listeners tuning in, Jill, she's actually in North Raleigh right now. Jill, are you still by the Target?
I am still outside by the Target off of 6th Floor because the Starbucks is closed. I do have some more information. Jesse, no, Terry. Terry has just come off duty at RDU, and she's advised me to let listeners know that to expect a lot of cancellations. Right now, according to her, the following airlines are offering weather waivers. So if you want to change your flights, it would be Southwest, Northwest, U.S. Airways, AirTran, United, not Delta. So apparently Delta is not. And she's also asked, Rob, how far is the hurricane away now in terms both of distance and time?
Well, right now, let me look here. As of his last radar scan, which was at 9:50, so 5 minutes ago, the center of Anna is roughly about 110, 120 miles from the North Carolina coast.
Oh, no.
Moving roughly about 20 miles an hour. So we're still talking 5 to 6 hours from landfall. So we're probably talking 3, 4 a.m. in the morning.
And then you said 120 miles, correct?
Yep, 120 miles from the coast.
From the coast. So Gio, that's like, what, from Raleigh to Charlotte, a little bit more, maybe?
Raleigh to Charlotte, I believe it's roughly about 180 miles. I think Raleigh to Wilmington, just outside of Raleigh, I'm trying to remember the sign. I know there's a sign that says 96 miles to Wilmington, and that's getting close to the I-95 split, I believe.
Yeah.
And for a point of reference, it is 215 miles south of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Mm.
There we go.
There you go.
So moving, how fast is it moving, Rob?
About 20 miles an hour.
20 miles per hour.
And do you expect it to go overhead? Is the current forecast track overhead for Raleigh, or is it off to a direction?
It is off to the east of Raleigh, just a tad east of Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, actually.
Wow.
Should be, so pretty much goes right over eastern North Carolina. So we're looking, as far as I can tell, let me look here. It'll probably end up passing maybe 50, 60 miles to the east of Raleigh at this point.
There you have it.
The way it looks.
And you know, Jill, also I'm glad that you got the information from the other person about the delays, because internet's acting up. But however, I did get to see the Amtrak is also counseling, and they're also going to contact people that have reservations. And also, I'm not sure if you're still around Ginger, but for right now, it looks like the convention is still on, but that could possibly change. And listeners, we are 2 minutes. We only have 2 minutes. Well, actually, we have 1 minute of the show remaining. Rob, would you like to give our listeners one last go-around with the weather?
Sure. Hannah is expected to come ashore later tonight, probably after 2, 3 a.m. in the morning for the Raleigh area. Conditions will deteriorate overnight with bands of heavy rain coming in. With each band, those winds should increase, probably peaking probably during the morning hours tomorrow, right into the as late as early afternoon, with sustained winds of 40, 50, 60 miles an hour, certainly possible, even in the Raleigh area. Along with heavy rain of up to 5 to 6 inches over the next 24 hours, conditions will start to improve probably tomorrow evening Hannah pulls away to the northeast. So obviously tomorrow's going to be a pretty wet, windy, and wild day there in the Raleigh area with Hannah. As I said, closest approach looks like it'll be about 50 to 60 miles to the east of Raleigh that Hannah will track.
Okay. Well, Rob, me and Jill definitely want to thank you so much for, you know, being on our show, just updating all of our listeners on the weather. Jill, do you have anything to say?
In conclusion, Zach, check out Crown Weather Services, crownweather.com. Out here, the wind has picked up some, and that's really about it. For XXBN, I'm Jill Brenneman in Raleigh, North Carolina.